we are on Daf Chof Amad Aleph, in the middle of the Yomid. Tana Rabbanon, Machatzeles, Shel Shipa, Vishel Gemi. Now, Shipa and Gemi are materials which are soft. And they could be used for Shrive. If they're used for Shrive, so they're Metametumis Medris. So, the Baraisa says as follows. Gedoyla misachechimba. If they're very large, so they're not oimed l'shchive, they're oimed l'sichuch. So therefore, one is permitted to be misachech. Ktana, if they're small, so then they're oimed l'shchive. Is ein misachechimba. Then you're not misachech. Shel kanim v'shel chiles. Now, kanim and chiles are harder materials, and it is not oimed l'shchive. So, by kanim v'chiles, the beraisa differentiates on how they were made. If it's gedula, now gedula is, as she says, maise ovais uklia. It's like braided together. And this was a thick, rough type of a mat. Is gedula mesachechimbo? In Pashtus, this is going on a ktana. That means even though we said before, if this mat is made out of shipa vigemi, it's ein mesachechimbo, because it's oimed l'shchive. But shel kanim v'shel chiles, since if it is gedula, if it is braided, is misachechimbo, even though it's a ktana, because it's not oimed l'shchive. Aruga, what if it's woven? And it seems when it was woven, it was more or less a smoother surface. Then is ein misachechimbo, then it is mekabel tumis medris, and ein misachechimbo. Rabbi Yishmoel b'Rabbi Yosi oimer mishum oviv, achas zu v'achas zu. So, even though the Tanakame differentiated like kanim and chiles the oif and how it was made, and therefore he was machmel by aruga, that an aruga he held is oimer l'shchive, even though kanim v'chiles is a harder substance than shifa v'gemi. But Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi Mishum Oviv says achazu v'achazu. That means bein gedula, bein aruga misachechim bo. That means he held an aruga is also not oimed l'shchive. V'chein hoya Rabbi Yosi oimer kedvot. Now let us see Rashi. Shifa gemi dehein rakin, the soft materials. Hilkach stam ktano, a stam ktano, yesh behem l'shchive. Stam ktano is oimed l'shchive, loishno gedula. That's why we find in this baraisa that the tana differentiated between gedula and aruga only by kanim and chiles. Because these are hard materials, so then, if it's braided, it's not oimed l'shchive. But since shifa and gemi are dvorim rakim, is therefore the Tana did not differentiate between gedula and aruga. Loishna gedula maise shal shereis shehi ovo ve'eino chaloke. It is thick and not smooth. Loishna aruga, or it's woven, shehi chaloke, which is smooth. Vahainu diktoni, and that is why the Tana was soisim. He did not go into this. He said, gedoyla misachechimbo, ktana ein misachechimbo, a ktana period. He did not differentiate between gedula and aruga, because every ktana of a shifa and gemi is ein misachechimbo. Ve'ein chilik ben gedula la aruga. There's no difference if it is braided or woven. Avol shel kanim hein koshim. This is already a harder substance. V'chein shel chilik, chilis. V'akelach shelo ov. So therefore, there we could differentiate between gedula and aruga. Gedula maise ovois. This is maise ovois clear. It is braided. Because it is not oimed l'shchive, lefi shehi ovo ve'eino chaloke, it is thick, it is not smooth, ve'eitz shelohen kosher, and it is hard. So it's three chesroinus over here, thick, rough, and hard. So no one uses it. Aruga ein misachechim bo. Arugas ein misachechim bo. This tamer l'shchive. This is tamer l'shchive. The loyhayu regilim la'urga. And aruga is tamer l'shchive. The loyhayu regilim la'urga. Ela l'shchiva shetehei chaloka v'noicha. The Yaitza brings down, others want to be medayik from Rashi. The stomach l'shchive, the loy hoyu regilim la'irga ella l'shchive. They only wove it only l'shchive, and with this Rashi wants to say that a filu agdaila will also be ein mesachechim bo. Because since he made a ruga, why does he make it an aruga? Loy hoyu regilim la'irga ella l'shchive sheteich haloke v'neicha. Our others want to say, no, the Rashi is going on Ktana. That's the difference between Ktana, between an Aruge and a Gedula. So far, we have over here, that the Baraisa differentiated Machzeles, Shel Shipa, Vishel Gemi. There's a difference between Gedula and Ktana. And Machzeles, Shel Kanim, we have over here a ktano that is an aruge is ein mesachechim bo, and a ktano she aruge is ein mesachechim bo. And according to Rav Doisa, I feel a ktano she aruge is also mesachechim bo because it is not mekabel tume. So we have to hold cheshbin with the Mishnah. The Mishnah also spoke about machzelas kanim. Now, the Maskonis Agamora was in the Mishnah, Machzeles Kanim, it came out like this. According to the Tanakame, is a Ktane, is Ein Mesachechim Bo, and a Gdoilo is Mesachechim Bo, and according to Rabbi Leza, Afilu a Gdoilo is also Ein Mesachechim Bo. That was the Maskonis Agamora. So it would come out, number one, the Mephoshim say that if we see in this Paraisa that a Ktano, it's only Mesachechim Bo if it is an Aruge, so Mestome, that's Pshat in the Mishnah also. The Mishnah that says Machzeles Kanim, which Stome is ain't Mesachechim Bo, Mestome is speaking about an Aruge. And now it would come about that, Bemison, we have a three-way machloikis by machzeles kanim. Rabbi Shmuel Barab Yaisi holds afilo aktano mesachechim bo. The Tanakame and the Tanakame of the Barais and the Tanakame of our Mishnah holds that aktano ain mesachechim bo. And Rabbi Lezer and the Mishnah holds afilo agdailo is also ain mesachechim bo. Let us go a little further. Tanan hosom kol hachoitzlois tmeim tomei meis divrei Rabbi Doisa. Now, let's just give a preview. Later the Gemara will bring a machlokes what the translation of choitzlois is. Either choitzlois was a type of a knapsack that a roya had. Be he put things in it, and he could be he slept on it also. That we'll see as the sugya progresses. Or a chaitzlois is a type of a mat. Tznan hosom. Kol ha-choyt lois t'meyim tomei meis. Divrei Rabbi Doise. So Rabbi Doise is telling us a chiddush as follows, that these choyt lois have a shem keili, and they're mekabel tumei, number one. And number two, they are not mekabel tumei medrasto. That means he held their oimid l'shimush, whatever the shimush of choyt lois was, but it is not oimid l'shchive. So therefore, Rabbi Doise said, the only way that a chaitzlis could become an av hatume, betamem tome meis means they become an av hatume by touching a meis, the only way it can become an av hatume is only if it touched a meis, then it will become an av hatume. But tumis medris it can never have. Tumis Medris is another oifen how to become an avatume. If a zov sits down on a dover ha'imid l'shchiv, it also becomes an avatume. But Rabbi Sahot, a chaitzlis won't become an avatume through Tumis Medris because it is not oimid l'shchiv. And the klal of Tumis Medris is that it is only mekabel Tumis Medris if it is miyuchid l'shchiv. Tumis Medris is not if a person sits on it or lays on it. It depends on the yichud. What is it? What is the usage that it is oimed to be used for? So Rabbi Doise holds a choytzlit is not meyuchid l'shchive. So therefore, it will never become an avatume al tumis medris. It can only become an avatume al tumei meis. If it touched a meis, it's a keili. So therefore, it can then become an avatume. V'chachomim oimrim, and the chachomim say, medris, that a choytzlis is metamet tumis medris. So the Gemara was medayik medris in tomei meis loy. It seems that's a machloikis. Rabbi Doise holds, it has a shame keili, and it is mekabel tumis meis. And the Chachamim hold, it's not a keili, but it's mekabel tumis medris. Frag the Gemara, there's no such thing, but nan, kol metame medris, metame tome meis, everything that is metame tumis medris already is bekoyach as achshivas of a keili to be mekabel tumis meis also. Eima af medris. So the Gemara said, no, that the Chachamim are moisif on Rabbi Doise. Rabbi Doise says, these chaitzlites only have a shame keli, but it is not miyuchid l'shchive. So therefore, it can only become an avatume through negiya b'meis. And the Chachamim say that it can also be mekabel tumis medris, because it's miyuchid l'shchive also. Let us see Rashi. Kol ha-choytzlis lekamen meforish mahi. What is this choytzlis? Mitamois tomei meis. Kloima. What is Rabbi Doise telling us? Kli heim min hastam. That here's a teiras keili. U'mikablois tumei. And it's mikabel tumei. That's what Rabbi Doise is telling us. Now, why did he mention the distinct type of tume? A keli is mekabel tume, touches a sheretz, a nevela. Why davke tomei meis? V'hai denokah tomei meis, mishum deboi, if lugi b'medres shehu ava tume. Because he wants to be chaylik on tumes medres. He wants to say the only way you can become an ava tume is only through tumes meis and not through tumes medres. Noketnami tome meishu avatume, v'ochi koma, ha-choytzlois kliheim litume. It's a keili to be mekabotume. Avol einom miyuchodois l'shchive, but it's not miyuchid l'shchive, she yunasois avatume b'medras azot, that it should be able to become an avatume to medras azot. Vein atom moitze sheye avatume, it can only be an ava tume ela yidei hameis atzmoi. Only can only become an ava tume if it touched a meis she yuhein tmeis meis, and then the chaitzlis will become a tomei meis. Divrei Rabbi Doise. V'chachomim oimrim Tmeyes medris, al yedei medris nasis ova tumme. They can become an ova tumme through tumme's medris, lefi she asuyais l'shchive. And that's the machloikis. Are they osi l'shchive? Are they not osi l'shchive? So that's the machloikis, rabdoise and the chachamim. Now the Gemara asks, and the lashon of the chachamim medris en tumei meis loy bitmeye. Vasnan, we learned in the Mishnah Kola metamei medres metamei tamei meis. If it is metamei medres, so it has a teiras keli to be mekabo tamei meis also. So Rashi says, vuhadin lachola tumeis. Pegoine gea bisheret, benevela, it has a teiras keli. Vahai the nokat, what this Mishnah chaps on tamei meis, mishum de ba'ova tumei meiri. That we want to speak about, if it's roi to become an avatum, a day tumis medris, it's roi to become an avatum, a day tumis meis. Bochi kol. Kol hanase avatum, a day medris, nas avatum, kshu tome meis. The ein lecho mitame medris, there is not something that is mekabo tumis medris, elo hamiyuchid lishchide. There's a tonight has to be miyuchid for shchide. The kivin the shavi letashmish, so since it is aimed for a shimush, to lie on it, so that goof is a bonus and a klius, that gets a shame keli. The choshu keli le medres, everything that is a keli for the shimush of medres, mitamei bechol tume, so it's mekabel tume, all tumas maget. That means even though in the parshas of Tumas Kalim there's a hekish kliyetz l'sak, and we learn now just like a sak is metaltul mole v'reikom, a sak is a base kibble, and that is when a sak is mekabel tumas. So who adin a kliyetz has to have a base kibble? So theoretically, if you'll have a pshutei kliyetz, it should not be mekabel tumis mag. It doesn't have a teiras keli because it's not dumi the sack. Afal pikein, the afinalei bekabel chayme b'mesechet Shabbos mapitz b'meis minayin v'dinu. The Gemara learns out from the kabel chayme that if it's roi lekabel tumis medres, it's mekabel tumis meis. V'seife dahi mishne v'yeish shehu metame tome meis. But the other way around, it's possible that something should be mekabel tumis meis v'ene metame medres, and it's not metame tumis medres. V'hainu, in what is falls into that category, v'hainu mashehu keili. If you have a keili, aval eini miyuchid l'shchive. It's not miyuchid l'shchive. The metamei b'chol tumeis. It's metamei b'chol tumeis chutz mi tumis medres. Shim shochav olav azov. If azov will lie on this keli, b'loi noga boy, that means if it's nageya, so it's mekabel tumis magi. So azov touched, it'll be mekabel tumis keli. But if azov lied on a keli that is not miyuchid l'shchivim, the Gabi Medres miyuchid lekach ba'inon. We need that it should be miyuchid lekach. Kedom rinan. Yotzo sha'aymrim lo yamoid v'nasa melachteinu. Loshon ha'gemore, that's something. That if he wants to lay on it, they'll tell them, please get off. The marshal of this is, if you have a teva, you have a box, that the opening of the box is from the top, the box opens from the top, and the person wants to sit on the box. So the owner of the box will tell them, Anshuldik, get off, I want to open up my box. So therefore, the shimush of the keli is soisa, the shimush of medres. That means I need this box to be able to be opened in order to get to the chafetzim in the box. So memele, so that is not considered miyuchid l'shriven, it is not mekabel tumis medres. So the vial we had over here by Chaitzlois, Amachloikis Rabbi Dois and the Chachomim, that means everyone holds that has a Teiras Keili to be Mekabo Tumis Mage, and there's Amachloikis, does it have a Teiras Keili Lekabo Tumis Medres?
Sagt die Gemara weiter. Mai chaitzlis. Now let's try to explain what is chaitzlis. So we have our machlekes amayroi. Omar Rav Avdimi bar Hamduri marzubli. Fragt die Gemara mai marzubli. Omar Rav Abbe mizabli. Now let us see Rashi. The Rashi says, oh, we have another Rashi. Eima afa medrash, ekli hein basuyin l'shchive. Mizavli, bulis, it's a type of a tik. V'osui l'royel hanichon tachas roishoi v'lishkav. And the Chachamim hold that it's also oimed to be used as a pillow. That's the svar of the Chachamim, and Rav Dais is chaylik. Rav Shimon ben Lakish oimer machzoles mamish. Rav Shimon Lakish holds it is machzoles, it is a mat. But Ozda, seems it's a small mat, they say you don't, maybe it's the size of a pillow, but it's not a mat that the whole body lies in it. But Ozda Rish Lakish letaimei. That what Rish Lakish says that chaytzlois is, that Rish Lakish says that chaytzlois is a mat, is also Rish Lakish letamei, because Rish Lakish brought down a memre of Rav Chiya, and Rav Chiya explained the machlokes to Rav Dais and the Chachamim, and we'll see Rish Lakish was very much indebted to Rav Chiya for this explanation. But also Rish Lakish letamei, the Omar Rish Lakish, Hareini kaporas Rabbi Chiya ubonov. Tamir de Kizach, Hashi brings down, we'll see that, Alts Kvoid ben Lo'ov and Talmud Lerav, that when they're nifter, the Talmud in the ben should say, Hareini kaporas mishkovoi, that, and Rashi says here, there's a machlokes Rashi here, and Rashi in Kedushin. Rashi in Kedushin says, Hareini kaporas mishkovei means that all the Yisurim, which the Rebbe or the father is supposed to get, I'm a Kabbalah I myself. That's what Rashi says in Kedushin. Amoyredike mechayev of akoras hatoiv. No. Chazal say in Medrash, Kol ha-Peseach Pesach l'chaveirai nafshei chayiv loy. So how much one should be indebted to a parent or to a Rebbe, Taistois, that's a kaponim is mechayiv af azoi vait. Rashi over here says a little easier pshat, that the Yisurim, that Albi Soivo, should be used for the kapora of the Rebbe, or the Ov. So that means he wasn't mekabel to take care of all the Yisurim of the Rebbe, but upon the Yisurim I get, I want it should go for the Rebbe. Rish Lakish, who felt indebted to Rav Chiya, and it would seem it's very interesting that he was indebted to Rav Chiya because he heard b'shem Rav Chiya pshat in this machlokes. This machloikis was not understood, and Rav Chiya explained this machloikis, so that's called that he was, there was a shikras ha-toire in a prat, and Rabbi, this machloikis was shikras ha-toire, and Rav Chiya Ubonov or Mevaya, what the machloikis is, so he was indebted to Rav Chiya Ubonov. The Omar Rish Lakish Areini Kaporas Rav Chiya Ubonov. Shebetchilo kshenishtakro teira mi Yisrael. When teira was nishtakach mi Yisrael, bizman Ezra, ola Ezra mi bovo viyosto. Chozro venishtakro, there was a second tkuf of shikras ha teira, ola hilil abavli viyosto. Chozro venishtakro, olu rabchiye ubonov viyosduho. I saw the Eitzah brings down a gewaldike zach, even though it says in the Posik, lo yisi shochach mi pizara, so it seemed that zahav toche, the Klal Yisrael, that it will never be shikras ha-toire. So it brings down that pshat is, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is Roa Meroish, that will be in each Torah G'dayla Yisrael, which will be Moisel Nefesh Lahachzer HaTorah. Not that Torah is Shikha proof. Not that Pshat Moisel Shochach Mipizaroi. But the Rabbeinu Shalom was Soimach and the G'dayla HaDorah and each Torah that they'll see to it that Torah won't be Nishtakach. Now, Koponim, Reish Lakish, Lagabi, this Aloche felt very much indebted to Rab Chiya Ubonov that they were Mevayer, this Sosum Dike Machloikis between Rab Doise and the Chacham. Let us first see Rashi before we see the Pshat of Rab Chiya Ubonov. Hareini Kaporas, Yisurim Aboim Olai, L'chaporosoi shal Rab Chiya ubonov yiu. V'loshin kovet uzek shumaske ovi v'rabai la'acha misosoi tzorich loy mekein, and Shulchan Aruch brought down the first year. K'nishtakcha teire mi Yisrael, loy nishtakcha kula, by Hillel, ela halachesh shchuchais mi bnei Pseire, there were a few halaches that the Bnei Beseira were the Nesiyim in Eretz Yisroel, Shayiroshi Eretz Yisroel, Kedam Rinim Bepsochem Bepeilek, Bepeilu Odvorim. Ola Hillel Hababli, Shemiyoyim Shegola Yechonye, Hachorosh Vamazger Imoy, Oiso Yeshive Metsuye Bebovel. So Rashi seems to be saying that Ola Hillel Mebovel, where did Hillel get his chinuch, his koyach alimut, he got it in Bavel, because in Bavel there were yeshivas already from Bisman Golas Yechonye. Now, what did Rab Chiya say? So they said as follows. Loi nechleku Rabbi Doise v'chachomim al machtzolei shel Usha. The machtzoleis that one sees in Usha, which were used in Usha, Shehein Tmeyes, Achtzoleis of Usha de Tmeyes. So Rashi says, Shehein Tmeyes af Medres. The Tomei Tumet Medres, the Miyuchodes l'shrivehein, v'loi l'tashmesh acher. So there, Abdoise is also moide that the Machtzoleis of Usha are Miyuchod l'shrive, Miz Mekabel Tumet Medres. Vishel Tverye, and there's no machloikis on the machzolis of Tverye, Shehein Tohiris, that they're toil. But Alshel Tverye, Rashi says, Koshis Hein, they were harder. Ve'ein lecho odom sheichav aleihem, no one would lie on them, so they're not miyuchad l'shchivim. Almanech lekus rabchiyah bonav said, what is the machloikis? Alshal mekaimis. The machloikis is on the machzolis, not from Tverye, not from Usha, in other places. Mar Sova, now what is the machloikis? We have a machloikis between Rab Dois and the Chacham. Given the leke di Yosef alayu, ki de Tverye damien. Since Lemaisa, we'll see the leke di Yosef, we have to take with a grain of salt, not that no one sits on it. Most people don't sit on these machzolis. So memele, so they're like Tverye. Umar Sova, given the mikri v'yosvi alayu, since there are others who do sit on it, ki do usha dami, so they're like the machzolis of usha, which are mekabotum. Now let us see Rashi. Given the leket the yosiv alayu, so Rashi says that no one sits on it. Ein roiv b'nei odom regilim liyachtam lakach. The mikri v'yosiv, miyachtam lakach, but there are some who do sit on it. Now, before we try to understand Pshat in the Gemara, let us see for 1 minute a rosh. Perhaps it will clarify the Gemara. Maybe we have problems with the Gemara, but let us see the rosh. The Rosh is in the Sof in the first Peirik. And Daf Samach Aleph Amad Aleph Bedafi HaRosh is around 10 lines from the bottom on the second column. 8 lines. Tosaf HaRab Yeshayim. HaRab Yeshayim Mitroni. So the Rosh brings down Rab Yeshayim Mitroni, which this is the Tosfos Arid. Eilu HaMachzelois Shemoichrim HaTagrim. The Tagrim used to sell types of mats. Ustome lab l'shchive avidi. They're not made for shchive. Shem l'malin ois and tzemar. They fill them up with tzemar, which seems also is not shchive. Gam oisim and mechitzes. You make mechitzes out of them. Hilkach lab bosor asiyosam ozlino. You don't look for what purpose it was made for. There's a very good vault. Sha'umin ain't a oisa oison elo lemochon. He's making it to sell. He's making it for money. I ask him what. He's making it for money. That's his whole intention. So, lemisha tzorchle, kol echad ve'echad lefi tzorchle. So, memela, if you want to know what it's going to be used for, Bishas ta'asiyah, there's no way to know about it. Vim kain ein leilech ela acha kniyosa. So you have to look why it was purchased for. Shimkonoi odom l'shchive, mekabel estume. Vim konoi l'tzorech dova acha, ein mekabel estume. So memele, so he said a pesantosantazach, that you do not look why they were made for. They were because they were made to sell. That's what they were made for. So the Iker is totally dependent on why were they purchased for. Therefore, Vim Kain, Adam Yochel Liknais Machzelus Chadoshe L'Shem Sukkit. So now the Tosfos Rit had an Einfall. So Memele, if you're going to buy from someone his machtelus, oh, then you have a problem. Could be he bought it l'shchive. But if you buy it from the tagger, you buy a brand new brand new machtelus, you can odom yochel liknes machtelus chadosh l'shem suke l'sachech bo. Afo gav dechozi l'shchive, even though you could very well lie in it. Boso machshav toy azlinen. You look what he purchased it for. V'kivin the kano l'tzayrach suke, v'sichich bo, he bought it for schach, eino mekabelus tumim. That is what the Tosfos Rit said. And the Rosh is choylik on him, v'loim mistaveli, elaboso minig anshe hamokim azlinim. You don't look at each yochid bazunda. And he brings Agamor, Leinechleku Rabbi Doise Vachachomim al Machzeles Ushe, Shehein Tmeis. Now, the Gemara did not, that means there's nothing but to talk about. Machzeles Ushe is Tomei. What do you mean it's Tomei? What if I'll go and buy it for Sichuch? No, Machzeles Ushe is Tomei to Mesmedres. Hilkach, Bemokim Shenoagu Lishkov Aleim. Afilu omar l'umen l'saknoi loy l'sichuch. Afilu, he told the umen. He went to the umen, and he went to the factory, and he told me, you make a mat for sichuch. Ein misachechem bo, de mi yoideya sh'omar l'umen l'saknoi loy. Who knows such a thing? But he told the umen, l'fichach l'sichuch, l'saknoi l'sichuch, that's all what you need. That means that if in a place where the minik hamokim is l'shchive, I feel like he'll go to the human and tell him l'sichuch, it's no good, mishum ha'resai. That's what the Rosh says. Because who knows that this story that he told the human l'sichuch, who'll know about it? Everyone will go be misachich now, and that's a shek. Now, dachsach mir, the Rosh is telling us, the Rosh is going into two steps. That's what the Rosh means like this. The Rosh means, first of all, the Rabbeinu Yeshaya said, the person who makes it, he only has businesses in it. So forget about him. So the decision, what this is aimed for, depends on the purchaser. What he buys it, what did he buy it for? That's what the Rabbeinu Yeshaya said. The Rosh said, no, you know, it depends on the minik hamokim. Number one. So, dachsach mir, the Rosh means to say as follows. So if the minig amokim, you're going to ask, go, let's go to the umen now. You'll go to the umen, you'll ask the umen, what do you make it for? So he says, he'll tell you. I mean, look, everyone uses this for shchive. He made it for shchive. That's step number one, which is chaylik on the Rabbeinu Yishai, l'chayre. And step number two, he says, but what happens if the purchaser comes over to him and says, before he made it, listen, make it for me for sichuch? So then the Rosh says, you know, there's a Marasindike problem. You went over to the moon. Who's going to know about this? That's all we need. You're going to go over and you're going to use it for schach. So the whole city will use it for schach. And they'll be using something which was made for shchive. That is L'chayre the Rosh. And the Rosh brought a raya from the Gemara. The Gemara says that by Ushe, there's no machlokes. Ushe is Tame, Shane Tameyes. Now, Lechere is Azoy. According to the Rabbeinu Yishaya, I don't understand how he learned the Gemara. I mean, our Gemara, we have here our Machloikis. The Rosh started with the beginning of the Gemara. Ushe, everyone holds its Tomei. Tveri, everyone holds its Toyer. Shal Mekoymes, we have a Shaila. Now, Shal Mekoymes, what is the Shaila? The Shaila is, the way Rashi puts it down, Roiv people purchase it not for Shchive, and some people purchase it for Shchive. Fine. So, according to the Rabbeinu Yishaya, so, what's the Machloikis? What's the Machloikis over here? The machlokes is, I mean, if a person comes and purchases it for shchive, he's purchasing it for shchive. If he's purchasing it not for shchive, what is the machlokes over here? L'chayre, it's dependent on the purchaser. L'chayre, it's dependent on what he purchased it for. Now, according to the Rosh does seem to say that it doesn't depend on the purchaser, it depends on what the Minig HaMokim is. Now, what is the Minig HaMokim in Shal Mekoymes? So the Minig HaMokim is, Roiv, do not make it for Shchive, and Amit, do use it for Shchive. So the Svara of Rab Doise is very understandable. That means most people make it not for Shchive, and L'chayre from the Rosh, it would seem that the Umnim make it for what the market is going for, and the market is not for Shchive, so it's made not for Shchive. What is Pshat in the Chachamim? The Chachamim say, some people use it for Shchive. I don't know, my Shvager wanted to say, so they hold. So it's called made for all purposes. And I don't know if this is true, but Lu Yitzuya, when they made these chaitzles, Lu Yitzuya, there would have to be 5 minutes more work done in order it should be roi l'shchive, or to be better used for shchive. So, it could be that's the svar of the Chachamim, since there is a small market for Shchive also, so when they make it, they add these 5 minutes extra work that it should be comfortably used for Shchive also. So, there's a machloikis, that means that since there is some sort of a market, so the Umin makes it for this also. And Rab Doisa holds, he only makes it for what the Reiv is. It's still very unclear. I mean, again, what the machloikis is. It's a machloikis and what the das ha'umen is. That should be a machloikis tanoim, what the das ha'umenim is. It's an unclear gemore, but al kaponim, according to the Rosh, hotman apsashtikul mahalach. According to Rabbeinu Yishaya, I don't understand, Klo, what's, he says everything is dependent on the koine, so then it's very difficult. So what's going on roiv amid? We have to see what the koine wanted to do with it. Let us see Rashi. Shehen Tmeyes. Yes. Everyone knows Shalusha Shehen Tmeyes. I found this to be Chodesh Shchibayim B'leil Tash Mesach. Aval Shal Tveye Kosh Shehen B'leil Chodem Sheikha B'leim. Kibin Deleke Di Yosef Alay. Ein Reib Ni Yod Magim Lo Yachtam Lekach. The Mikri Bi Yosef Mi Yachtam Lekach. Fertig. Zog Te Gemara Weiter. Omar Mar. So now we have two mahalchim, what chaytzlis is, and according to Rish Lakish, it's machzolis, and b'shayla is b'shal mekayim is. Since it's a mead, people use it for shrivet. If it is tamet to mismedras. Omar Mar. Kol achoitzlois metamim tomeimes. Let us go back to this, the b'raisa we had over here. That the kol achoitzlois metamim tomeimes, divrei Rabbi Doisa. V'hosanye v'chein hoyo Rabbi Doisa oimer kedvor. So the Gemara asks, l'chayre the kashas according to Reish Lakish. According to Reish Lakish, achoitzlois is a machzelis. Like the Gemara kashem, like the Gemara Akasha, we had by a Machzele Shalkanim, we had a Machlokes between Rabbi Doise and the Tanakame, if an Aruge is Mekabel to Miss Medris. That Rabbi Doise holds it's not Mekabel to Miss Medris, and the Sachachem boy. Let's forget about Tumas Medos. We hear a machloikas, is it Mesachach boy or not Mesachach boy? So the Tanakama said Mesachach boy. The reason was Takal Tumas Medos. Rabbi Doise said, since it's Tumas Medos, he holds a Mesachach boy, and Rabbi Doise holds Mesachach boy. Now, if Rabbi Doise holds Mesachach boy, so he holds two things. Number one, it's not Mekabel Tumas Medos, and number two, it's not Mekabel Tumas Medos either, because if it's Mekabel Tumas, it's a Mesachach boy. So the Rabbi Doise that spoke about Sichuch, it would seem that Rabbi Doise holds that it's not Mekabel Tumme, period. Now we have here a Rabbi Doise that spoke about the Chaitzleis, which according to Reish Lakish means Machzolis, and there he said it's Mekabel Tumme's Meis. So it is Mekabel Tumme. So if it's Mekabel Tumme, if it is Mekabel Tumme, so how could it be Mesachachem Boy? That's the Gemara's Kasha. V'osanye v'chein obi rabdoise oime kedvoro, that Mesachachem Boy, and here it says it's Mekabel Tumme. So the Gemara answers, loy Kasha, ho de islay gedanfe, ho de leslay gedanfe. The Ataka was speaking about mats, but the mat has a edge around it. It has a rim around it. And this rim makes it royal shimish. It gives it a teiras keli. So if it has a gedanfe, so then it's mekabel. It's a tummy mace. It has a teiras keli olof. If it doesn't have a gedanfe, that is Rabbi Doise in the Beraisa. That says it's metame tummy mace. Rabbi Doise that says Mesachachem boy is speaking about a machzelus without a gedanfe. Let us see Rashi. V'chein v'asan yelael v'chein Rabbi Doise oimek edvorov shal Rabbi Yosi v'zu v'zu Mesachachem boy alme lav keili hu lekabel tume. It's not a keili lekabel tume. The Gemara says gedanfe ke'ein soviv. It is a rim around it. Gavoya meyat. It's a little. It says a little goiva, a little height. Lekabel mashen noisnim bohu. So then it's like a kli kibul. Vasuye letash mishloses peiris al gabel. The last begedan for afilu kli lehavi. Then it's not a kli. The lesacher al gabi oiholim asuya. The sole purpose that it is used for is to be Mesachech al Gabi Eholim, so therefore it is not Mekabel Tumme. Look to Gemara weiter. Meisve. Chaitzlois shel sham, Bishel Gemi, Bishel Sak, Bishel Sapir. Metamei Tomei Meis Divrei Rabbi Doise. Now, Sham and Gemi is Shipa and Gemi. So we know what Sham and Gemi is. So this is a soft material. Shel Sak Vishel Sapiro. Sak is the Noitzo Shel Izim, that's the hair of goats. Sapiro, Rashi says, is that what you cut off, you shear off from the tail of a horse, or from the tzavar of the horse? Metamei Tomei Meis Divrei Rabbi Doise. So this is now speaking about softer materials. And Doise says, the Chachamim say it is metame tumas medras. So what is the kasha? Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, sham min shipe, shel sak minoitza shel izim, shel sapir mema shemistaper mitzavar hasus miznovar. Betamei tomei meis, v'loi medres, tekli hein v'loi li yeshiva. So this is also a keli. Now, before we had explained that the reason Rabbi Doise said chaitzlois are mekabel tumei, the reason Rav Daisi said that chaitzos are mekabel tumme was because it had a gedanfe. That's what Rav Daisi said. But it doesn't have a gedanfe. It's not mekabel tumme. Now here, we have over here a chaitzlois of sham, gemi, sak, and sapiro. They're also mekabel tumme. Now, the Gemara held, for some reason, that these don't have a gedanfe. Others say because sak and sapira zicher can have a gedanfe, and sham and gemi is similar to sak and sapira. Or for other reasons, let's not go into the reason now, but the Gemara was under, the Gemara held that these chaitzlois cannot have a gedanfe. So now we're back to the kasha. So why are they mekabel tumme? We see Rav Doise holds that mesachichim with machzelis, without a gedanfe, does not mekabel tumme. And here, there's no gedanfe by sham and gemi and sak and sapira, and it is mekabel tumme. So what is pshat? So the Gemara says like this, Bishloi Malaman da Omer Malzuvli, if you hold that Chaitzlois is Malzuvli. Now the Gemara says why it's Mekabel Tumme. Shel Sham Vishal Gemi Chozi Lekinta de Peri. It's Roid, it could make a base kibble out of it. It's a type of a Keli. And then you put peiris in it. It seems there were spaces between the rows of the weaving, but you can put big peiris, they won't fall out. Shel sak v'shel sapire, chosu legulki v'tzani. Shel sak v'shel sapire, you can put it even small types of, kidneys, etc. So it has a base kibbol, it's makabo tumme. That is, if you learn, it's mezavli. But if you learn, it's machzolis mamish. Megadanfi, it doesn't have, as we mentioned before. So bishloi mishal sak vishal sapiro. So this mat of sak and sapiro, chozi lepalsi v'nafibosa. You could use it for a viloin, for a curtain. The Navivoso, he could use it for a sieve. It's a pitch in Perish High. So Kaponim, so here's a Teres Kaili. Elo shel sham bishol gemi lemai chozi. But sham and gemi lemai chozi, what could you do with it? What it's a mat, and what Teiris Keli does it have? It's not Oymed L'Shchive, because it's not Mekabel Tumas Medrash, so what can you do with it? It doesn't have a Gedanfe. And for the Gemara, Chozu Linziyosa, it's good Linziyosa. Let us see what Rashi says. Bishloim elaman di omar chayitz lo yishayinu mizab li iklamein b'cholani d'chid lo yavidon l'shchive avide kli hein l'tashmish achas akeli fanada tashmish shal sham v'shal gemi afa pish ein erogim heitev, they're not woven well, the spaces in between v'yeshefresh bein beis nil beis nil Aberuinen lekanta de peiri, peiris gasen, you can put large peiris in the chain, yoitzin derech nekev cotton. They won't fall out, so it seems it has a base kibble. Shel sak v'shel sapiro, shenerogim yofem, these are well woven. Chozu legulki v'tzani, kelim kein sakim, shenoisnim bem kitoini is a peiris dakim. They like sakin, and you can store even smaller articles. Elamand yama machzolis mamishain pshutim. They ain't lam beiskibble. They don't have a beiskibble. They don't have a gedan for either. It's bishloim mishel sak vishel sapira le rabdois avagav de lab le shiva vidi. Chozi le palsi benafevoso. You could use it for a curtain, levi loin keneged ha-pesach, kide metagim, mesach ha-pesach, parsa de taro, and we'll see in Taisvis, and a curtain is mekabel tume for some reason. So, nafivoso, lenafis bema kemach, you could see the flower with it. Kemoi shehein, the way they are, nois and all of kemach, the kaifle noisa, you put kemach on top of it, and you bend it over, the koishim b'roisha kefil, came boitl, shalonu, and that's how you see it. But, the shayli shal sham, b'shal gemi, l'may chos jin ali b'darabdois, d'om alab l'shchiv avidin, amai t'meyoy shum tumo, and for the gemorah linze yosom, l'chaseis behem gigi sh'oisin behem sheicho, you can cover a barrel that you make beer with it. Now, let us the Balsi places on this side of the Omid. Chozyan le Parsi, Mesach lifnei ha-Pesach. It can be used as a curtain in front of the door, the opening of Mekabel Tumet. Who can amrin and soifei kama de beye, mibnei ma'omru vilain tome. And the Gemara said the reason a vilain is tome is because the Shamish used to stand in front of the curtain. He used to wrap himself up when someone was cold. He used to wrap himself up with part of the curtain as a shteter dort, and he might as well do something. He doesn't have to freeze his feet off. So he used to go and wrap himself up with part of the curtain. So the curtain, it seems, had a halacha of a keli, of a beggar. Chazin l'nziyosa, perish bekunteris, lachasis bem gigis, she'oisin bo sheicha, v'yev shaloim akein. So Taisva says you can't say that you use it to cover a barrel. Disham v'gemi loy mekabli tuma ela meteres kliyets. It's only mekabli tuma alta kliyets. The iskish lesak. Ove meseches kelem tnan gabi kli oiro kliyets. Zeh haklal. He osi litik. If it is used, litik, you put things in it. Tome. Ule chipui. If you use it to cover things, toil. It doesn't have a base kibble. And it's only used to cover things. It's not nami perik chavob, meseches kelim, oyer shaso chipui le kelim, toyer. Toho de pligi hosom le mishkoyle istomim, rabbi yaisi mitayim, mishim de osi lechases mishkoyles, pomim shemekablim boidov. It seems that they had a base kibble. Oh, but like this, rabbi yaisi mitayim, shim de ikre le kiser. Over here, this the yaisim, is why is it mekabel tuma? It's a chloima oche she'oisin lekabel b'emdova. It means even though it didn't have a base kibble, it seems, but it was made lekabole, and we'll see before, so maybe a kapodami the rabbonon it's mekabel tuma. It's osi lekabel. That's what nizios. It means not the way Rashi says. Zogte gemore weiter. So that was the first loshen. Ike da amri. Others asked Fakel, Bishloim lamandi yoma machzolis mamish. If you learn machzolis mamish, shol sham b'shol gemi choslun zeyoso, shol sak b'shol sfire, chosil apalsi v'naf v'vosa. El lamandi yoma malzuvli, Bishloim shol sak b'shol sfire, chosil agulki v'tani, el shol sham b'shol gemi lamay chosi. But as it chosi, there was space in between chosil akin to the peir. Tanya Omar Rabbi Chananya kshiradeti legoilo motzosi zoken echot. Omar li misachachin bebudje. Misachachin bebudje. What is budje? Budje marcella. She allowed to be misachach with a mat. Shebosi eitzel Rabbi Yeshua achiabe hoidele dvor. But yeah, it's good to be misachach with a mat. Omar Rabbi Chizde vohu delesle gedamfe. But it can't have gedanfe. If it has gedanfe, so then it's possible. Zogt de Gemara weiter, Oma ule hani budise de bnei mechuse, il mole kir shalahem besachachim behem. If it wouldn't have been for this small surrounding wall, the small rim, is mesachim bo. Tanya na mihochi, mesachachim bebudje, vim yeshlam kir, ein mesachachim behem. Zogt Rashi, Chananya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua, the nephew of Rabbi Yeshua. Kshirati legoyl, kshir legoyl, abershon kabrinim bebrochus baroye, budye marcellus, mesachin, destome lesichuch, ve'eino kli letashmish. Kir hu gedanfe. Zuktaisvis, mesachin bebudye, asuyi lekabu tmorin. The ashkron beksubis periknare, Zil havlo mitamre dal budje. Vim taima fakaisis. Oh boy, if you put tomorrow on it, vim keime kabelas tume mit rabbonon, kedav shel nachtun im perka moicher es abayis. We had taisis in the beginning of Sukkah, and taisis will say it before, said it before also, that if you have pshutekli eights that are large, and you put things on them, so that also has a din kli kibble mit rabbonon. So therefore, if this budye you keep tomorrow on it, so that kufa is a shame based kibble. So l'chayre it should be posel l'sachach. B'yeshloy medahi the isla gedanfei he asu yelakabo tomorrow. That what it says that they used to hold tomorrow on the budye, that means that they had a gedanfei. Ach mukmina b'delesla gedanfei v'adiyasi l'sichach l'tahira. Here we're speaking about that lesle gedanfe. If it's lesle gedanfe, so it's asuye l'sicha. Now let us see Taisvis and Amid Aleph. Shel shifo v'shel gemi. So here we hear that a machzeles ktano shel shifo v'gemi is ein mesachachem boy. B'seifo pligi rabdoisi v'rabonon b'shel kanim v'shel chiles. By Kanim Vechiles, there Rabdoise is Choylik, and he says that what? That it's Mesachachim boy. Mashme Bishel Shipe Bishel Gemi, Loi Pligi. There's no Machlaikis, that means there's no Machlaikis. And Shipe Gemi, there's no Machlaikis. Ulekamon Ashkechon, Behedye, the Pligi Bishel Gemi, Linye Medres. So Taisha says there is a machleike, we just add chaitzlis. If you learn means machzeles, we hear a machleikis, rabdois in the chachomim. If chaitzlis shall get me, if it's makabel tumis medris, only tumis kalim. Yeah. So there's a machleikis by machzeles also. So why did, so since there is a difference of opinion, By Shipo also, by Marcella Shal Shipo. So why didn't the Tana bring down over here Shitas Rabdoise by Shal Shipo Vishal Gemi? Yes, Lamandi Oma Hai Chaitlus Mizavli Niche. So the Machloikis is speaking about something else, not by Marcellus. The Ainz of Marcellus. Vafilu Reish Lokish Doma Marcellus Mamish. So the pashas of Taisis means as follows. Here there's a machloikis if it's a kosher l'sichach. So it says, ein mesachachim boy. It's ein mesachachim. So why should bring a rabdois? Rabdois holds it's not mekabel tumis medris, it's mekabel tumis meis. Mein Schmied lehnt vor Sinai, das ist eine Geos. Wir kennen, an der Mitbeis, wir haben eine Bereise, aber nicht eine sicherliche Scheile. Zur Scheiche, der Loche, ist es mit Kabel, zum es Mendres. So, der Abdei, so holt es nach. But there's no reason to bring this in the first Bereise, which is speaking about Sichur. So Sichur, that this Machloikis is like Maul of Lai Meirin. Wir shall Chiles, Bektana Meirin. Not to want to say, according to Rashi, that if it's an Arug, if it's a Bagdoy, it'll be Mekabotum. Man osam kol achoitzlis, Mishnah b'mesech esidiyas perik shlishi, b'tame tumes meis, b'de isle gedanfe mukilo. Related to the Muslims, that science, we know about gedanfe, v'choshiv b'eskib. V'ach ol gav, de pshutik liyei tzorochovim, masim lanich lem do, v'kedav shal nachtumim b'tame midarabona. Kedem rinne, kedem b'perik ha-meiches ha-bayis, och eiche de lesl gedanfe, it's asuyin lesichoch, without gedanfe in apshat, so it's oimit for a different tashmish, it's oimit lesichoch, so it's not mekabel to me, period. Ola hilil mi bovel viyosto, shelomad mishmaye vavtalyen kede isa bepsochem perik eilu dvorim. So, the Shaila is what Taisvis is saying. What is Taisvis saying? That he learned from Shemaya Bevtalyin, the Isa, Bepsochem Perik Eilu Dvorim. So, one of the Mephoshim that the Isa brings down says Pshat and Taisvis as follows. Taisvis wants to be Chaylik and Rashi. Ola Hillel mi Bovel. So Rashi says, where did Hillel learn in Bovel? So Rashi seems to be saying that there was yeshivas in Bovel from Yechonye. I see yeshiva mitzuye be Bovel. So that means, that's at Ola Hillel mi Bovel. He came, that means from the yeshiva, he came to Eretz Yisrael, and then he was miyased the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Taisva says he learned Mishmaya v'Avtalyan. Now, Ashmaya Avtalyan did not have a yeshiva in Bovel. They were Eretz Yisrael Dikah. We heard in Masech Tashume that they were beloved the Kohen Gadol, and later they saw Shmai Vavtalion, so they left the Kohen Gadol. Shmai Vavtalion was in Eretz Yisrael. Now, Hillel Habadli, and also you see from the Gemara Psochim, that Hillel tainted to the Nesiyim, he told them, I was Mishamish Hillel, I was Mishamish Shmai Vavtalion, why were you Mishamish Shmai Vavtalion? So, but Emerson, the taina was, you lived in Eretz Yisrael. Hillel left Bovel, he learned by Shmaya Bavtalyin, then he went back to Bovel, and he went back to Bovel, and then he came back a second time, then when he became Nosi. But Lemaisis Ataisvis is just saying, Shelomad Mishmaya Bavtalyin. So Taisvis is saying, not the way Rashi says that he learned in Bovel, he learned from Shmaya Bavtalyin, but Lemaisis, he came from Bovel later, because he went back to Bovel, after he finished learning by Shmaya Bavtalyin.